This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Some fun
on a Friday. It is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we're going to talk about cocaine. We're going to talk about James Bond. We have Ask Dr. Jesse questions from history to the future to presidential elections. What's Congress going to do? What are they not going to do? We're going to talk about eating Kevin Bacon. All that and so much more tonight coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I'm so excited for today. But I want to begin here. Someplace that's not quite as exciting, but something to consider. Something that is more personal to me. So it's probably the last thing in the world I should lead a nationally syndicated radio show with. Nevertheless, I'm going to. Stay with me. Just stay with me here. This might apply to you too. You ever watch any nature shows now or when you were a kid? I remember. I used to watch these shows with my dad all the time. Now, I'd complain. I didn't want to watch nature shows, but the old man wanted to watch, you know, Marty Stauffer in nature shows, so being as how it's his TV, he's going to watch whatever he wants to watch, and you can sit there and keep your daggone mouth shut. Anyway, would watch nature shows with my dad, and I remember, man, these are so cool. Let's fast forward to today. Today, I have two sons, and today I go through the same thing you go through if the television gets turned on. We don't watch a lot anymore, but that's honestly part of what I'm about to talk about. The endless filth all over TV. Remember, you can't turn on kids, Nickelodeon for kids, children's Nickelodeon, whatever it is, without seeing drag show stuff. Remember, we played the audio for you before. There's no escape. You can't just sit down and watch an NFL football game anymore. Oh no, it'll be end racism. There's no escape. So as a parent, if you're looking for something to watch for your kids, it's hard. Lots of times, it's one of the cooking shows or something like that. Let's watch somebody bake pizza. I mean, at least we have that. And you would think nature shows. Hang on, I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. But no, just like they ruined James Bond. We'll get to that in about an hour. Nature shows are all crap now, too. Which is crazy because the video couldn't be cooler now. All the HD cameras and the sweet little drone coverage. And oh, look, I can actually see up this worm's nose. It's just amazing what you can see. And yet every single nature show, not nature documentary you watch with your kids, doesn't matter how cool it sounds, lions eating things, it will always devolve into, and that's why
We have to stop these fossil fuels. If we don't end carbon, these beautiful beasts will soon be gone. Every single one. Every single one's an infomercial. And I thought about that today because I thought about all the different institutions they're infecting and the cost of that. Because I got this email. As you know, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're live. You can still email during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's an Ask Me Anything Friday, but I got this email. Dear Jesse, you have now become the WOR guy that I enjoy. I enjoy your teaching style and your hardcore distaste for the left and telling people they're communists. I'm a major National Relic scholar. He says, you have no freaking clue the academic war going on with the institutions, museums, action houses, and history academics. The most crazy evil, you have no idea what they're doing, and no mainstream media talks about it. Control of treasure and treasure troves of history information. I deal with evil socialists in vast museums and government historical academics and put them in their place. People in the dark put up the good fight. Being a loyal WOR listener, you are the guy. Blessing to you. And you know what this brought to mind to me? There's down in the Houston area. Just stay with me for a second. Hang here. Down in the Houston area, there's a bunch of different museums and things like that. And took the kids down and they have a cool penguin exhibit. The penguins are going in and out of the water. Oh, look, penguins. And one of the plaques on the wall is about one of the main doctors at this place. I'm actually going to skip her name because I don't need to blast her on national radio. But I'm not making this up. This is a plaque on the wall. On my life, this is verbatim. Penguins can't talk, but Dr. Blank, I'm not saying her name, but Dr. Blank says she can hear their message. She has studied penguins on the Galapagos Islands in Argentina coast for over 4 decades. Penguins have taught her that oil pollution, overfishing, and climate change threaten penguins and all sea life. So on and so forth. And the reason I bring this up, I know it's kind of out of left field and there's other things in the news. The reason I bring this up is obviously I've been joking about writing a book. I mean, I am writing a book, but I've been calling myself world famous author and just being generally obnoxious to annoy Chris. But part of it is, I'm not telling you what it's about yet, but part of it has been digging into various institutions in our culture to see the ideology behind them. We talk about the communist universities all the time. What do you think is the most communist major at American universities? If I was to ask you, pick the major, pick the field of study, what's the most communist major? What would you tell me? Probably journalism would be a good guess for you. Maybe art or any of the other things. As far as the major subjects go, do you know what the most communistic, I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it one. Do you know what the most communistic field of study is in your universities? History. The most dangerous one. I look around at what's happened in our culture and the absolute insanity. I mean, they removed the Teddy Roosevelt statue from New York. They removed a statue of Teddy Roosevelt. What? And you look at that and you're horrified, and I'm horrified, and we're horrified by this communist takeover of our culture. And we don't realize, you may not realize, how much of it comes from the communist being purposeful enough to take over history in this country. They are running your museums. They are running your fields of study. Believe me when I tell you this. You know, I don't listen to other radio shows, right? Other conservative talk or right-wing talk radio shows, however you want to put it. Not because there aren't great shows out there. There are incredible talents out there. I don't listen because I don't ever want to. I always want to come up with my own thoughts. When you sit down with the Jesse Kelly Show every single night, I don't want you to hear what you heard on every other show during the day. If I listen to someone else, I'm going to end up repeating someone else's thought. So I don't listen to anything. I sit down and come up with my own thoughts. But what do I listen to? I don't drive around in silence. I either listen to music or I listen to history podcasts. Do you have any idea how wretched the history podcasts are out there? Everything painted with this bend towards America sucks. White people suck. America's evil. Capitalism's evil. America's slavery and nothing else. Genocide. All of it. And it's all framed. It's not like it comes in and acts like it's political. It's all framed of the history guys. We are all about history. I've got 19 PhDs in history. I mean, yeah, let's start off a history story. First of all, let's make sure we establish America sucks. And I think about that as it relates to everything we see in our culture today. I told you I was going somewhere with this. I think about it as it relates to everything we see in our culture today. How so much of everything can simply be framed as, I think America sucks, so I either want to destroy it or I'm completely benign to the fact or just totally uncaring to the fact it's being destroyed. It doesn't mean anything to me at all. So much of that comes from history. The history your kids and my kids learn in school. The history that is now filtered down to academia, museums, history out there. People are taught that America sucks. Their history sucks, and it either prompts in them the desire to destroy it, or in the very least, they look at the communists' destruction of it, and they don't care, and all that was done on purpose. I think about this sometimes. All right. Now, I also think about gangs dealing in cocaine. I will explain, and then we're going to get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Here's one. Jesse, the subject line is Masada. He said, I did that Israel trip in 2017. Go ahead and geek out hardcore. Masada is one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences. I hope you like hummus. Oh, gosh. I don't like hummus. Don't ask what's wrong with hummus, Chris. Hummus sucks. Make a queso or something like that. But yes, okay, we're going to Israel next summer. It's in July. If you would like to join the show and my family and fans of the show as we come together as anti-communists and geek out in the Holy Land, you can join us. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. That's where you sign up. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Don't worry, there's going to be professional tour guides and everything. It's all done for us. We just have to show up and have fun. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or maybe you're driving. Stay off the internet. 877-234-3002.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can hear the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I do love these two little sound bites mixed back to back. Here's Grandma Vodka.
And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion to save the planet and generating jobs and cleaner air and cleaner water and jobs and security for our country.
That's how it started. Here's how it's going.
We have been warned that home heating oil prices will skyrocket this winter. Well, now National Grid and Eversource say we could be in for some sticker shock as well when we open our electric bills. In a filing yesterday with the state, National Grid said it is looking to increase rates this winter by more than 60% from a year ago. Eversource is expecting...
By the way, I mentioned the trip to Israel we're taking. Chris asked during the break, because I was ranting on hummus and how wretched hummus is, and I can't believe you should. You know what? If you eat hummus, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself. Chris, okay, it's not like, has anybody ever, it's not the same as any other dip, okay? No one's ever in the history of mankind ever said these words. You know what I'm craving? Chickpeas. Chickpeas sound fantastic right now. I think I'll grind them up into mush and then pretend they're good. No, I'm not going to eat freaking hummus in Israel, okay? Somebody can find some queso over there of some kind for me. I'm going to need pizza rolls. I'm going to need queso. I'm going to need cheeseburgers. I'm going to eat. You people love fried chicken. You said fried chicken. You said Jewish fried chicken's good, right? Okay.
See, I'm going to lean on your Jewishness, Chris, while we're over there. You asked if I'm going to try anything authentic. I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to do this thing. Look, Chris, I've been to Europe, okay? What? No, I'm not going to do this thing where that people do where they travel to some foreign land and then act like they have to try all the crappy food. Oh, great, Congo. I love buffalo balls. No, actually, I'm not having any of those. So if I'm given something like vegetables, I'm not eating any. And I'm not eating olives either. What, Chris? I'll try something if it looks good. Anyway, don't distract me. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We have to focus on some things. I'm going to get to this story about paramedics and EMTs here. Give me 10 minutes. I'm going to get to this story. It's a really sad story, frankly. It's in the Gothamist. It's a really sad story. But before I get to that, I'm going to finish up my thought on, you were talking about how your history programs have been infected by these communists and how that's filtered down to the museums. And it's a really bad situation. Remember, though, it's all throughout everything. It's how the communist does things. He seeks out critical positions of influence and power. The communist, and I'm not bad-mouthing being a janitor. That's good hard work. But the communist is not trying to take over the janitor position at the university. He'll happily take the janitor position. But what he's doing, he seeks out the critical points, the choke points, if you will, where other people, where everyone has to be filtered through. That's why he seeks out being a professor. That's why. I mean, let's talk about lawyers for a minute. I know that can hurt to talk about lawyers, but let's talk about lawyers for a minute. My older sister went through law school, so I know how much schooling it is, how much work it takes. So I got it. That's a lot of school. I have a bunch of friends on the Republican side. Yes, Chris, most of them are Jewish, who are lawyers. They graduated law school. You know what they're doing with those degrees? Making money. They went on to go be a lawyer, usually at a big firm. Sometimes they start their own firm, and they're making money. That's what you would do with a law degree. That's what I would do with a law degree. The communist doesn't think in those ways. The communist, he'll go through law school, and sure, he could go work for Johnson and Hilbert. I don't know if that's the name of a law firm. What, Chris? I just thought of that. You know what he could go work for, Chris? Dick Law Firm. We just saw an advertisement on TV. There's a law firm down here in Houston called Dick Law Firm, LLC. So he could go work for Dick, but instead, he doesn't do that. What does a communist do? He takes his law degree. He could be staring at $250,000 a year right away. You know, make that up. I don't know what lawyers make. End up making millions, I'm assuming, if you become some big shot. He could go work for Dick and make that, but he doesn't. What does he do? He goes to become a local prosecutor. Only he goes to become a local prosecutor with a purpose. He doesn't go to throw bad guys in jail. No, not anymore. He goes to become a local prosecutor so he can throw you in jail, so he can throw his political opponents in jail. He goes, and then he'll work his way up from there, and hopefully he'll become a judge where he'll preside over your trial. Oh, I saw your Facebook post about loving the Second Amendment. Guess who's going to prison? Or he'll work his way up and become state AG. Not that that matters at all. The state AG of New York is busy throwing Trump against the wall with bogus crap Letitia James. And listen, not only do they work their way, instead of going and seeking out the millions, not only do they go and work their way up through these prosecutorial, that's a big word, Chris. Oh, nailed it. Not only do they work their way up through these positions, they use these positions. And they talk out in the open about using these positions. I want you to listen to Dome here for a minute. And I know it can be painful, but listen to Dome and understand when Dome is speaking here, she is speaking to a bunch of state AGs. Listen to the task she is laying out for the Democrat state AGs.
And the need then for some of the most trusted elected officials to clarify the state of the law. And in the midst of the vast amount of confusion, the need of you as the truth tellers to sort out fiction from fact and combat misinformation and disinformation, which we all know often creates a situation that is ripe for predatory practices.
Hang on. What exactly is the state attorney general's role in sorting out misinformation and disinformation? Do you see what's happening? See, it went right by everybody. Everyone heard that soundbite and they made fun of Dome because she can't talk. But do you hear what she's saying? Your state AG, who should be smashing crime, Letitia James should be smashing crime in New York. She doesn't view her task as being smashing crime. She views her task as being smashing you. She's not worried about crime. Crime? What? No. Did you hear that guy? That guy said the vaccine causes myocarditis. That's the guy we have to go after right now. You see how they're more purposeful? There's a reason they take over the history departments and the state AGs. They don't take them over just to have them. They take them over to use them. We have to understand that. All right, let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and I have to get to this story about the paramedics. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I thought about just letting that play just so we can get the goodbye, Mary. That's what they sound like, Chris. That's what the song sounds like. All right. All right. One more thing. Woke up this morning because I have a sick mind. Sometimes the show from the night before is still on my mind because I wake up as soon as my eyes open and I think, man, that was a great show.
What, Chris? No, seriously. Talked to the wife on the way home last night. I was driving home. I was driving home from the studio, and I talked to the wife on the way home. Hey, I'm on the way home. Everyone okay? Kids okay? So on and so forth. And she says something to the effect of, how are you? I don't know why it just came out this way. I said, oh, I'm so good. It was a great show tonight. And there was this moment of pause, and she says, Jesse, you can't say that about your own show that you just did. I said, why not? It felt great. I said, look, woman, you're not an author. All right, you don't understand. She doesn't understand. All right, but I did wake up, and I thought about this clip again real quick before I get to the Ask Dr. Jesse question.
Of course, when you make recommendations, if the primary goal when you're dealing with a situation where the hospitals were being overrun in New York, intensive care units were being put in hallways, you have to do something that's rather draconian. And sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences. Just like when you shut things down, even temporarily, it does have deleterious consequences on the economy.
Deleterious. That's a great word. Two, hear me out. Tell me Deleterious Consequences isn't a great name for a band. I thought about that this morning. No, seriously, Chris. No, hear me out. A band that plays some kind of, like that weirdo music where people do drugs and go wave like the glow sticks and stuff like that around in clubs, but rave music or something. Deleterious Consequences. Chris, if we ever start a band, that's going to be the name of the band. What do you mean, what am I going to play? Air guitar. I've been shredding on air guitar since I was a child. What am I going to play? What are you going to play? Oracle. I am torn. I currently work for Silicon Valley, big tech, woke, green, DEI. You get the picture. I want to be as loud and as purposeful as I can, but doing that would expose me in a heartbeat, and I'd be gone quickly. I have a 7-year-old... 7-month-old, and another child on the way, and the income is just too good to gamble with. Even going local, running for city council, school board, etc., would no doubt come back to hurt me, knowing how the communist operates. Is there a middle ground in this fight? Staying silent on the sidelines is eating away at me. Please don't say my name. Hope to see you on the Israel trip next summer. All right, I get these emails a lot. So let's have a talk. The email from major corporation guy. We got one last week from guy at Goldman Sachs. Big shot at Goldman Sachs. Jesse, I see what we're doing. I see the ESG stuff. I don't like it. What do I do? My family's from New York. I don't want to leave. What do I do? I want to do something. What do I do? One, again, let me throw in this. I'm never going to tell you to leave your job. I can't pay your bills for you. Believe me, the wife has discovered online shopping. I can hardly pay my own. I certainly cannot pay your bills for you. And I do believe, have always believed, and will always believe in prioritizing your missions in life, right? Meaning putting food on the table for your wife and children, as much as I love my country and would die for it, putting food on the table for my wife and kids is going to take precedent over that. I'm telling you that right now, it simply would. Okay, so I'm not telling you to leave your job. I'm not. But I will bring this up. And please don't take this as me being judgmental. I'm not. I know this is a lot of your situation. But you mention it's eating at you. Whenever I have things that are eating at me, they're always eating at me for a reason, and ignoring them never works. They just eat some more and eat some more and eat some more. So here's what I would recommend if you absolutely cannot leave your Goldman Sachs job, your Silicon Valley job. Here's what I would recommend. Your money, you can give money to political PACs, and you can give it anonymously. I mean, not overt political PACs, but there are 501c3s out there that are most definitely on the right mission. Find one and give. Your employer won't find out. You can volunteer your time for a local political candidate, school board or something like that, even if you can't run. Your local school board guy who's running, he's putting it out there, he needs help. Forget about these congressional campaigns and stuff like that. I'm not saying they don't matter, but remember, local is where we can win. He needs help. He's got to go knock on 500 doors this weekend. That's his goal. His opponent won't do that. He's going to go knock on 500 doors. He may change education in your area. Is your employer going to know if you're out there knocking on doors on behalf of a guy for the local school board? Just don't keep your wife to post pictures of you doing it off of Facebook. Go out there and knock on doors. If you absolutely must keep your high-end job in your blue area, then there are ways you can contribute without throwing your face all over social media and costing yourself everything. Now, that said, and again, I'm not talking down to you or making you feel guilty. If that doesn't scratch the itch, let's say you do that, you got your Silicon Valley job and you start stroking some checks, whatever you can give to these 501c3s that rely on your money and these various PACs and things like that, and you're knocking on doors for your local city councilman who's going to run and get all the woke crap out of there, and you're doing all these things, and it's still eating at you. Well, I think you already know the answer. I've had to do this in my life. I've had to do this with good careers. Look, I did this when I was, remember, 4 years ago, I was selling RVs. I was an RV sales manager, brand new to media. I had an itch. And I was looking at a job. I was making six figures. RV salesmen make six figures. Now, it's low six figures. I think it was like a 125 grand a year, 130 grand a year. But that's big money, man. That's great money. And so here I am, wife, mortgage, two kids. I'm living in an affordable area in Texas. I'm making my car payments. I'm making six figures. And it was eating at me. I wanted to be back in the fight. I was still paying attention, looking at what's going on. I wanted to be in the fight. It wasn't enough for me. It just wasn't enough. Good, stable job. I was the sales manager. I was on a gravy train with biscuit wheels. It wasn't enough for me. And look, it ended up working out, which is unreal. I can't believe that you actually like this show, and I can't believe it's growing like it is. But I had to scratch the itch, man. So if it's still eating at you after you do all those things, I think you already know what you have to do. Now, you know what else you have to do? You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and get a 3-pack on Eden Pure Thunderstorms because, your doctor probably sucks. And I'm dead serious. You've seen what's happened to the medical institutions in this country. It's not every doctor, not every nurse, obviously, but there are so many out there who are trash. I've lost so much faith in it. Eden Pure Thunderstorm kills viruses and mold in your air, and my family's never been healthier. Look, I have two boys. They're walking germ factories, so I know what it's like. Strep throat. Oh, good, the flu. Oh, another cold. Oh, it's like it is. It's like a germ factory. The last year, we've never spent so little on healthcare in our home. Get a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com. That gets you a 3-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com. You have to use the code Jesse3, though. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hot for the game, the calling attraction.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show during the show live. It's fine. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You see the Salesforce CEO today on the news. This is great.
This is not our first conversation about what is a CEO's role in political issues. What do we do when it comes to actually making something happen that supports our employees? The number one thing is we must have our employees back. You know, and I know, we are dealing with a whole series of crazy presidents, crazy governors, crazy mayors all over the world, in every country, in every city, in every state. The number one thing I can do is let my employees know I'm here for them and I will 100% support them.
Mark, for people who don't know, in 2015, you threatened to not just relocate employees. In 2015, you threatened to pull all of Salesforce out of Indiana because of a law that would discriminate against LGBTQ people. And you won that fight, and they didn't end up enacting that law. Is that something you're considering now in states restricting abortion or outlawing abortion, to not just offer to relocate people, but pull Salesforce, pull resources?
We actually just said, if you're going to discriminate against our employees, we're not going to be able to set up shop there. And when we said that, 200 other companies the next day, the largest companies in the United States, all said, we agree, we have to support our LGBT.
They put their money where their morals are. You can get mad at that scumbag all you want, and I'm sure he's going to get sued by shareholders. You can't. Your job as CEO is to make shareholders' money. It's not to campaign on the LGBTQ mafia. Your job is to make money for your shareholders. So he's going to get sued. But setting that aside, you can hate that scumbag all you want. He puts his money where his morals are. You still using Salesforce? Is there no other alternative to Salesforce? That's what you're funding. All right, we're going to get to some questions here. Let's get to this one quick first. Dr. Ablo Con Queso Cuanda Baraco. Chris, you don't understand what that means, but I do.
Buenas tardes.
It might just be me, but John Fetterman sounds an awful lot like Barack Obama. If Obama was drunk and stuffed marshmallows in his cheeks, the cadence and accent are similar. Okay, that's actually not that bad of a point, but here's the difference. Fetterman speaks like this because he had a stroke and all the wires aren't touching all the way. Chris, do you have some Fetterman audio? Give us some John Fetterman audio. But anyway, that's why Fetterman speaks like that. Barack Obama, widely praised as being this incredible speaker, that's not how he spoke in the beginning. It's not how he spoke in the beginning at all. Barack Obama, this is how every TV interview sounded early on. And boy, that's when I really knew he was trouble. Everyone sounded like this. And the reason we need to reduce the fossil fuel, you could tell he wanted to come out because he was raised by communist radicals who hate the country. In his mind, he wanted to come out and just be honest. Yeah, America sucks and I'm going to wreck the place and bring it to its knees. But he was learning how to tiptoe his way through that minefield. So that's why that's why he spoke like that all the time. Notice how I don't have to speak like that. Notice how you don't speak like that at all. You can just come out and say what you believe without all the pauses trying to find the right word. That's because you're not taking some vicious communist ideology and filtering it so it will be more palatable for the public. You can just say what you believe. Fetterman, he's got a whole other different set of problems.
Please understand the stakes in this race. Send me to Washington, D.C. so I can work with Senator Casey. And I can champion the union way of life in D.C. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's an honor. I live 8 minutes away from here. And when I leave tonight, I got 3 miles away. Dr. Oz in his mansion in New Jersey. You've got a friend and you have an ally. Send me to Washington, D.C. Thank you very much.
I love, my favorite part of that is when he's clearly wrapping it up. And it's an honor. I live like 5 minutes from here. You know what John Fetterman needs? John Fetterman needs three things. He needs rest. He needs rehabilitation. He needs chalk. He needs a male vitality stack from chalk. You know what I love the most about the male vitality stack from chalk? There's a lot to love about it. I mean, fellas. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. not nasty side effects, not chemicals, natural supplements. But you know what I love the most? My focus, my energy level. Now, you may say to yourself, Jesse, but you're always going off on these weird side tangents about things. And yes, that's true. But I'm focused when I do that. Guys, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. I love that they don't do the normal 10% off thing. 35% off is big because that stuff can get expensive. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go. Now. I'm going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, but I've been avoiding this. I just think it's really sad. This is a headline today out of New York. New York City's paramedics and EMTs continually short-staffed as emergency call response times grow longer. And the reason this is sad, I mean, people hear that headline and they get mad or they make a little quick point on it and they breeze past it. But think about what that's like. Bring this home. Think about the person you love the most in this world. Maybe it's your wife, husband, mom, dad, daughter, son, whatever. Think about the person you love most in this world and think about them going through something terrible, injuring themselves really bad, having some sort of a medical condition, going down, clutching their chest. And think about picking up the phone in New York City and dialing 911. And you're watching the person you love the most die in front of you, and they tell you, I am sorry, we're out of EMTs. It might be an hour before we get there. That's the reality of life. And this is why I screamed so loud and so long and so hard during the COVID lockdown insanity, the vaccine mandate insanity. I tried to break through the frightened state people were in to wake them up as to what the consequences look like on the back end. I did the best I could, but it's just hard to tell people when they're in that state of fear. Oh, you're worried about COVID? You just want to stay home, shut down their business? You're fine with that? Are you okay not being able to afford meat anymore? Are you okay with your teenage daughter becoming suicidal? Are you okay with you needing an emergency service in a couple years and they're not there anymore? I tried and tried and tried to get that point through to people who were afraid to get the point through. You don't know what you're doing. You don't understand what you're doing. You are wrecking your way of life for something that didn't even temporarily do you any good. But even if it did, even if the lockdowns and the 19 masks and everything else, even if it did work, and you know now it didn't, you see the numbers out of New York, you know it didn't. But even if it did, it still wouldn't have been worth in the end what we have now, which is the steady reduction in our standard of living. That's what it is. You're going to have a worse standard of living for the next decade because of the fear people succumb to during COVID. That's a fact. You know what else is a fact? Someone wants to talk to a best-selling author. We have more, what, Chris? We have more Ask Dr. Jesse questions and eating people. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.